Once, when a priest was saying Mass at a juvenile detention center, it came time for the responsorial psalm. One of the young inmates was reading from Psalm 138. The priest had his eyes closed, listening to the words spoken. The young man read with great confidence, "The Lord is exhausted." The priest's eyes popped open as he grabbed the liturgical sheet with the readings. It read, in fact, "The Lord is exalted." But as the priest thought about it, he decided the kid might be right. The Lord is exhausted. We've just heard the gospel. It makes clear to us that the Lord Jesus had every reason to be exhausted. We also see his response. So we learn a lesson on what to do when being Christ-like becomes exhausting for us. For sure, the evangelist leaves no doubt in our minds. People were always coming to Jesus for help. The description the writer Mark gives us paints a clear image of the hordes of people who found Jesus. We hear the evangelist tell us that people were coming and going in great numbers. Later, he says that the people hastened on foot from all the towns. It sounds like a never-ending line of people crowding to get close enough to Jesus so that they can get help from him in some way. We know from our own experience that the number of people in need just never decreases. A woman walked into the back of church once during a church service along with her shopping cart. She was talking out loud, making a lot of noise. So the priest stopped Mass to go to the back of church to see what she needed. One look at her and it was clear she was a mess. Drugs, cigarettes, life on the streets. When she saw the priest, she offered this summation of her troubles. She said, "You try pushing this cart 24/7. She easily could have been one of those people that hastened on foot to get to Jesus. Times haven't changed all that much. Just about everywhere we turn, we see somebody who stands with desperate written on his or her face. People who need help are never few in number. For sure, Jesus was a busy man. The evangelist slips in this phrase. He tells us that Jesus and his disciples had no opportunity even to eat. That certainly brings home to us just how time-consuming it must have been for Jesus to minister to others. No coffee breaks, no lunch break, just a breakneck schedule from dawn to dusk. When John XXIII was Pope, people noticed that he kept a busy schedule for a man in his late 70s. A reporter suggested to the Pope that he might want to slow down and rest now and then. Pope John gave his usual big smile and answered in this way. He said, "You know, there will be time enough for rest in eternity." What John seemed to understand was that we have been put on earth to do a task. God created each of us for a purpose. And while certainly getting some rest is necessary, it is important that we keep our sights on making this world a better place, making other people's lives better in some way. We can rest at the end of the day. We find the evangelist making much the same point to us by his mentioning that Jesus and his crew couldn't even squeeze in a sandwich. What we see is that rather than focusing on the growl in their own stomachs, they focused instead on the hungry faces in front of them. Maybe they could eat later, after they had helped the crowds before them find a bite to eat. So what is it? What is it exactly that keeps Jesus going? How do we who want to be like him move from one person in need to the next person already waiting in line? Maybe we find the answer in this phrase from the gospel. His heart was moved with pity for them. Pity. We could rightly change the word to compassion. The Lord's loving concern for others is what gave him the strength to take the next step. He felt their need in his gut. He wanted to alleviate their suffering. Booker T. Washington shares this personal story of compassion in his own autobiography. He says that as a child on the plantation, the slaves had to wear shirts made out of rough, bristly, cheap flax fiber. As a young boy, the garment was so abrasive to his tender, sensitive skin that it caused him great pain and discomfort. His older brother, he said, his older brother, moved by Booker's suffering, would wear Booker's new shirts until they were broken in and smoother to the touch. Booker said it was one of the most striking acts of concern for another that he ever experienced. That, we could say, is a classic example of compassion. And it is compassion that pumps blood into our own discipleship. It is what kept Jesus going even when his feet were dog tired. It is what keeps us going when the day seems long and people in need keep coming to us. Call it compassion for others. As always, we're taught today an important lesson by the example of the Lord Jesus. We learn again that those who follow Jesus can expect tiredness from helping others. And maybe that is the clearest sign that we are compassionate people. Our fatigue. The opposite is also true, and that we want to remember. It is when our days are empty and nobody is asking us to help them that we have the first clue that we're not being Christ for others.